1600, so you're aware, the tower is apparently not manned. We've made a few phone calls, nobody's answering. So two airplanes went in the past 10-15 minutes. So you can expect to go in as an uncontrolled airport.
It's an uncontrolled airport. That's the conversation a pilot bound for Washington, D.C.'s Reagan National Airport had the other night with an air traffic controller stationed 40 miles away from the airport. Apparently, the controller in the tower at Reagan National had fallen asleep. This means the planes were forced to land at Reagan National without assistance or clearance from the control tower. And the government's response? Hire a second air traffic controller. For what? To make sure the first one doesn't fall asleep again? With me now, Director of Government Reform at Reason Foundation, Leonard Gilroy. Leonard, welcome to Freedom Watch. I guess you can't even make this stuff up. I mean, this is the nation's capital. I realize it was the middle of the night and there's not that many flights, but one flight with a sound asleep air traffic controller is one flight too many. How does this happen? Does the government know what it's doing?
Well, I'm glad to see that the FAA actually suspended this air traffic controller. But the fact that their response, their key response, is to treat this as a staffing issue is shows that they just don't get it, and it's cause for concern for all of us. It's basically the notion that we need more workers to basically ensure that other ones don't fall asleep on the job. I would say, well, no, we don't need more workers. We just need workers that don't fall asleep on the job. So it just shows you the government's not getting it, and it's just another example of a lack of accountability.
You know, when I put my my judicial hat or my legal hat on, I'm reminded of governmental immunity. So the federal government, which requires the airlines to be subject to the air traffic controllers, has made it illegal for anyone injured by a mistake caused by the air traffic controllers to sue the air traffic controllers or the federal government. If that tower that we're looking at had been manned by the airlines, and God forbid a tragedy occurred, at least there would be recourse. But because it's owned and manned and operated by the federal government, there is no recourse. Is that the reason why the government can fall asleep with impunity? It has no competition. There's nobody else looking for the job. And if you don't do the job, no harm will come to you.
Well, I think you've hit the nail on the head, Judge. What you've got here is a situation where government is in the situation of being both the service provider, when you're talking about air traffic control or even airport security. Government is both the service provider, but also the regulator. And that's essentially a situation in which you have the fox guarding the hen house. And so if you wonder why situations like this come up, where you see a definite lack of accountability and dropping the ball, you know, that's why, when you have the government in an inherent position of conflict of interest.
Right.
If you contrast where we are in the U.S. versus the rest of the world, over the last two decades, you've had over 50 countries, developed countries around the world, that have switched to essentially a privatized or corporatized nonprofit type structure for air traffic control.
Right.
And that's something that we are still, here in the United States, we're still dealing with government officials running these functions, and even worse, having Congress sitting on top of all this, being the allocator of funds. And of course, in that kind of system, where you have all sorts of conflicts of interest, you're not going to, the security and safety of the traveling public may not be necessarily first and foremost.
Because the public has been lulled into a false sense of security that the government can and will take care of us, even though, as we know, and this as an example, in most instances, it can't. Leonard Gilroy, thank you very much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Judge.